Hey guys, welcome to Dan's Fever. Before we get into anything, I just want to warn everyone that if things get kind of funky, our boy Cat is here on the table with us. He knows what he's going to take a hankering to do. So if it sounds weird, that's probably why. Dan's Fever, West Virginia's favorite dance competition recap show. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
Three shows to talk about tonight. Roller Jam, Episode 6, Season 1, the finale. Dancing with the Stars, Season 33, Episode 9, the semi-finale. And Strictly Come Dancing, Season 22, Episodes 16 and 17,
Nowhere near the finale.
Just another day. Yeah, they still got a month to go, so which is cool. So first, take a look at Roller Jam. Jordan Sparks is the presenter. DJ Ari Spins is the DJ. She doesn't have a set decade tonight. The four remaining teams each were able to pick their own songs, and they range from 2006 to last year, 2023. So, but we do have Johnny Weir and Terrell Ferguson as the two standard judges. And then the guest judge tonight was kind of off-putting in my mind, Joanna Gaines. I find the fact, well, and I thought this beforehand, but fortunately, I believe I'm open-minded enough that by the end of the show, if I was wrong, I would be willing to admit I was wrong. But I was not. Joanna did not add anything to the show. She had plenty of positive strokes for everybody, which any number of other judges could have done. She has no skating knowledge. She has very little performance knowledge. If she did compete, maybe it was in college when she played volleyball, I believe, when she did gymnastics, I believe, also. So, in my mind, what this ended up being was a Joanna Gaines, the producer, masturbatory exercise.
However.
Just because she could.
However.
So, I find that very disappointing.
However, she cares enough about roller skating to create this show, pitch it to whoever she has to pitch it to, maybe just her husband, maybe they're the sole decision makers, but I'm sure there's more on the Magnolia board, to actually spend money and create it and give that good a prize away. So she has enough passion for roller skating to do all of that.
To a point, because obviously if they didn't feel that it would make money, they would not do it. It's not a philanthropic show.
I don't know. Do you think it made money?
They get something out of it. The prize money probably was not their money. The prize money was probably donated from other entities for them to give away for this. Because that's almost $200,000 of prize money,
but
on top of the cost of the show.
But seriously,
that's a lot of
do
money.
Do you think that it made money? I don't think there was enough of us out there.
It could
I
have.
Really don't.
I don't know.
I really don't. That's
don't
pretty specifically kitschy.
But either way, it's a particular ego when the creator inserts themselves in their creation.
No, I think it's fine.
That's a particular kind
See,
of ego.
See, I think it's fine.
But
then you've had something against her for a long time watching the show. So.
Taking advantage of her position is what I feel she does, yeah.
Okay.
Four crews now. These are the quote-unquote best of the 10. And the 10 of the, I've never read or seen or heard how many tried out. So mm-hmm. We don't know, you know, what it pared down from. We just know it has pared down to four crews. To show how difficult it has been, two of the crews going tonight will be down a member because they have been injured.
Mm-hmm.
So that also tells you, and we found out during the show that these six episodes were filmed over at least 5 weeks or perhaps six, depending on when they got into town.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that it truly was a week-over-week recording, just like they showed us.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know how long it takes to practice to get the routines down that they did. I don't know if that's a week's worth of practice.
As you well know, with our other two dance shows, they usually give them a week.
Yeah.
To learn the choreography.
Yeah.
To get it together, to get it perfected.
Well, but these are people that don't know what they're doing on the dance shows.
I know, but still,
these guys
it would be nice to
doing.
Give them a week to get four to five people together, learning something new because they want to show new tricks.
And
getting
disagree.
It down to where it's in sync. I mean, I would hope they would give them a week.
Wonder how much time they had. So, All right, first out. Well, actually, they did some cool things. They brought everybody out, and they had an all-skate that included Terrell Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do this again at the end or
at the end, it's like a
middle?
Free skate at your regular roller rink.
Okay, they just, after they announced who won and everything like that.
It was like a free skate at your roller rink.
Okay, so at the beginning was the only one where Terrell was there. Okay.
Well, I think everybody went out there and Terrell was the only one on skates.
On skates, okay. So. He was the only, well, but when they did the roll call, he was the only one in the line. The other two judges weren't in the line.
Because they weren't on skates.
Oh, okay.
He was in skates all night.
Yeah.
He came out in skates and he went home in skates.
Like, what is it? Like the first episode he did that, and then we noticed he didn't, and then here in the last episode he did. So, okay, yeah, as I said, it'll be Johnny Weir, Joanna was in the middle, and Terrell was holding up the other bookend there for the judges. I'll give you the composite scores, which are creativity, 1 out of 10.
Technicality.
1 out of 0 out of 45.
Creativity's 45. Technicality was 45, and they gave them the special thing that was 10.
10, yeah.
So a total of 100.
Out of 100.
And their special thing was they all, at one point in time in their performance, had to be upside down.
Right, right. Every member of the crew didn't have to be at the same time, just by the end, everybody has to have been upside down at some point. And, you know, you think of that first, but give it a second and think about it, and there are a variety of fairly straightforward ways that they could accomplish
just
it.
Just a headstand.
A handstand. A cartwheel would have, you know, I mean, so it doesn't have to be any tricky
head
kind of
head pointed to the floor.
Yeah.
It's upside down.
What is it? Something over something?
Head over heels?
No, that would be the right side up.
I know.
Something, I forget what I've heard.
Okay.
Okay, skate gravity was first. Skate gravity, two girls and a guy, their fourth member, another guy, their strong man is out.
This broke his muscle?
Yes, in his shoulder or his pec, somewhere there. This is the second week he's been out. So they came out and they decided that they were going to do a routine to Sia's Chandelier. That came out in 2014. And we also found out at the end, because after every performance, there still was a full show, so they had to fill some of the time. And they had a little bit more time to talk to the crew after their performance. And they Jordan pointedly asked each crew who they wanted to give the skate park part of the money. Which, in case you don't know, or I believe we dropped this in the first episode and haven't mentioned it, the winning crew gets $150,000. We found out last night that the second place crew gets $15,000. In addition to the prize for the crew, first place also gets $10,000 donated to the rink of their choice. And that's what Jordan made a point to ask each crew after they performed. So Skate Gravity indicated that they wanted to give their money to the California Skate Grand Terrace facility. Next out was the Bad Boy Skate Crew, and that's a 5-member crew, 4 guys and a girl, which I think is the perfect setup. I really like that juxtaposition of the one girl. She can be the center of the star because the other, you know, there's a lot of geometry that you can do with 1 and 4. Could be the other way around, 4 girls and 1 guy. Yeah, that's fine, you know. But yeah, I like that proportion. They came out and danced to Fergie's Glamorous featuring Ludacris. That came out in 2006. Now, that was the farthest to go. Mm-hmm. What is that, 18 years? Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. They indicated one of the guys, and I neglected to write down his name. He kind of is the leader and the spokesperson for the group. He works at Booker T. Washington High School. I believe that's in Atlanta. And what he
wants... He's a dance teacher.
Yes. What he wants to do is start a program with the Cascade Skating Rink and the high school to support kids and give them some place to go after school, I guess, maybe before school if they don't have any, you know, just a big thing. Well, not necessarily a big thing for the show, but a big thing for the show recap that I watched, the girl that hosts that. And it was mentioned by this gentleman here, is that skating rinks have been known for a while as being safe places. Even in rough neighborhoods, everybody knows essentially that the skating rink is off limits. You just go there to chill, not to cause trouble. Somehow I find it hard to believe that would hold up nowadays. Mm-hmm. But if it does, it does. Cool beans. So that's what he's wanting to do, is help give these kids somewhere that they can be and not have any worries at the time that they're there. A safe space, not necessarily in the liberal kind of safe place, but more like legitimate, real safe place. Third out was the House of Skate. That's a four-guy crew. They danced to Ariana Grande's Break Free from 2014. They indicated that they want to give the money to the Stone Mountain Skating Rink, Stone Mountain Skate Park, something like that. I didn't fully understand. Sorry, do you have any thoughts that you want to throw out on any of these so far?
I will interrupt.
Okay. And the fourth and final crew was the Honor Roll Skate Crew. That's a five. It's supposed to be a six-guy crew, but one of them was down with a herniated disc, so they only had five. They went out to Dua Lipa's Houdini, and that just came out last year, apparently. And one of the guys found out, Darian, the guy that started in the green jacket, during that Dua Lipa tour last year, he was on the crew.
Oh, cool.
So he knows this song. Now, whether it was the same routine, I don't know, but he knows this. So maybe that's why they did it. I don't know. And they want to give their money to the United Skates in Tampa, Florida. That's where they're from. So after the little interview, after their skate, they went back to the lounge or the green room, whatever you want to call it. A little bit more talk there, how they're feeling after that performance. And then it clicks over to a little vignette of the next crew as they're getting ready. Then they perform, et cetera, et cetera. What is it? Wash, rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So now they bring all four out. And I don't know that I necessarily like that after they gave the scores, the fourth place team left and the third place team left. I don't know. It kind of felt dismissive to me. I don't know.
They just skated over to the side.
I don't know that they felt that way, but it... Yeah, because they all came back for the open skate.
They didn't leave. They just skated over to the side to give more spotlight to the two at the top.
So, lined them up and announced fourth place with a score of 91, and they gave the breakdown, but I didn't write it down. None of you guys have told me that you want the breakdown, so I haven't kept up with it. So, yeah. Score of 91, so House of Skate finished fourth. They move off. Next was third place with a 93, and that was Skate Gravity. So third and fourth is a 91 and a 93. Quite a distance for first and second. They just announced that the second place team got a 96. The first place team got a 98. And they announced who got the 98 out of the two. And that was Honor Roll Skate Crew.
Yay!
So the Bad Boys Skate Crew finished second with a 96.
Which I would have been happy with them too.
Yeah, really.
They were both my favorite from the very beginning, and they were both my favorite at the end. Just Honor Roll Skate was a little bit more my favorite.
Honor Roll got a 98. So all the 98 and 96, they're not necessarily the highest, are they? Didn't we have a 97?
I don't remember.
No, we had a, let's see. Nope, they are far and away the high scores. Yeah, we had a 94 earlier in the... So the judges either got much more lax in their judging or the crews got better, which of course is what we would hope.
Yes.
And there was a 90 on the second episode of 90. So, yeah, so the 91 and 93 were among the highs, and then 96 and 98 were the highest scores of mm-hmm. the show. So, yeah, so Honor Roll Skate Crew... six guys now have to figure out how they're going to split $150,000 with $10,000 going to United Skates, presumably, mm-hmm. in Tampa. And the Bad Boys Skate Crew, the five of them, have to figure out how to split $15,000. That math's kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
But life, Bad Boys Skate Crew for second place, yeah, it's good. But the money for the winners is life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, what is that? 35, more than 30? Or no. Four is 24. Three is 180. 25. Yeah, $25,000 a piece, right? Yeah. So, I mean, still, that's what? A year's wages for a lot of people in a lot of places or more?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, that's definitely 6 to 12 to maybe 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, yikes. Those folks struggle. Of income for them there for 5 weeks of doing something they're passionate about doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad reward, I don't think.
Not at all.
I wouldn't mind spending 5 weeks doing something that I really, really like for the chance to win $150,000 if I do it the best, whatever it is.
Read comic books?
Yes. Hell yeah. All right. Looks like next on the schedule, according to the Terry Ann, is Dancing with the Stars Season 33, Episode 9, the semifinals.
And it's two dances, one Latin and one ballroom that they've never done before. And next week is our 3-hour finale. So
Yes. That's
going to take us a while to talk through. Not really. We have our host and hostess.
Shouldn't be any more than this because everybody dances
twice,
which is what we're talking here.
Spoiler.
What, that they're dancing twice?
They don't know that everybody's dancing twice.
I mean, everybody
just
on the
like
show.
Just like they did here.
Everybody on the episode is
dancing
twice.
Yeah, Alfonso and Julianne are hosting.
You're the
hostess.
One throwing out the spoilers, not me.
And our judges are Carrie Ann, Derek, and Bruno. When I give scores, it'll be Eddie Lee's score, my score, Carrie Ann's score, Derek's score, and Bruno's score. We have an opening choreographic dance that really I didn't think was long enough to be like notable choreography, but Sasha and Ezra did it, but it was very short to me.
Now, you also said that during commercial breaks they dance and stuff like that, so I wonder if they started before the camera was on them.
Could be.
And did they break to commercial right after that?
No.
They just went into, okay. Yeah, they had to have danced longer than what
they
did.
I would think. But I have read an article. I have not been there, and I don't know for sure. But I read an article that said that someone who went to one of the tapings said that there is constantly dance. When they cut for commercial, the troupe is out there dancing to keep the audience hyped up.
Well, that's good
interested.
Because there are times that they really don't use the troupe that much.
Yeah, so. I know. So we have first coming out is Chandler and Brandon doing a salsa.
Dancing to Jason Derulo's and Michael Bublé.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that was his voice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spicy Margarita is the song.
I like the song.
It's a Derulo song. It was on an album of his.
And you and I both gave them a 9. They got a 10 from Carrie Ann, a 9 from Derek, and a 10 from Bruno. So they have a 29.
Where have we seen Jason Derulo? The UK show? Was he a judge on it? Hasn't he been a judge on something?
Jason
Not
Derulo.
Neo. That was the one with
Lopez. I don't remember.
Jason Derulo. Okay.
He was a judge somewhere.
Yeah.
Joey and Jenna did a foxtrot.
Dancing to Aaron Boheme's I Won't Dance featuring District 78.
And we both gave him 9s, and everybody else gave him a 10. I did not think it was 10 worthy.
I thought
there was too much, as Lynn would say, there was too much stuff. Not dance going on at the beginning.
I didn't get enough feels for a 10. To me, that's what makes it
a 10.
It has
to look good and then feel good.
The 9 is you did everything right. And then the 10 is, yes, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Ilona and Alan did a paso doble.
Ilona's awesome, by the way. Dancing to Sam Smith and Kim Petra's Unholy, the orchestral version.
And apparently, you had feels and you liked what you saw because you gave him a 10.
Yes.
I gave him a 9 because I did see her mess up once.
Oh, who cares?
And then she got a 9, a 10, and a 9. You and Derek are on the Ilona train together. And then Danny and Whitney came out and did a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to John Mayer's Gravity.
And we all gave him 9s.
Yeah.
Everybody gave him a 9.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll really be something if Danny can give me the feels. Because that's not the kind of person he is. Now, he will work the technical until it's down.
Mm-hmm.
But the feels is not something that he does. So I don't know if he can get there.
I understand. And then we had a small break because we were coming back out for our second dance. And Chandler and Brandon did a foxtrot.
What about Stephen and Riley?
Oh, I'm sorry. Stephen and Riley. I'm sorry. We aren't breaking yet.
We
Stephen
haven't
and
done
Riley.
The first round yet.
I know. Stephen and Riley did a cha-cha-cha.
Dancing to Dioro's Bayard featuring Elvis Crespo. And the names of these songs and these artists, if I butcher them, I am sorry if you're listening. There is no intent. There is just terminal Caucasian, and I'm not familiar with a lot of these.
And I'm sure Stephen would probably be glad that I skipped it, because he got all eights except for Bruno, who felt sorry for him and gave him a 9, because he messed up quite a bit.
Yeah,
unfortunately. It did not look good on him at all.
No, it did not look good at
all. And when he was trying to do cha-cha-cha hips, and he just stuck his butt out. He didn't quite get the fact that he was supposed to go side to side. He stuck his butt out.
And
in the back, and it didn't work.
And this is just not now, but this whole season, Stephen has been very good at following directions.
Mm-hmm.
There is no interpretation in his direction. If Riley says, that's what he does, or to the best of his ability. There is no Stephen in it. He doesn't add anything.
Love so his heart.
To get anything.
But that's been his training his whole life.
Yes, you do it like this. Like
this is,
I said,
this is technically the best way to do it, and I need you to do it. There's no improv in men's gymnastics.
He's even tighter than Danny is.
I mean, there's improv in the women's gymnastics, because they actually have to dance when they do their floor.
On the floor.
The boys don't.
Men don't dance
the boys do the technical flips.
They just tumble.
And that's it.
That's all
so
it is.
So he has no reason to be.
Which makes the men's floor routine one of the most difficult things for me to watch, because there is no
flow.
No soul in it.
Nope, no flow.
It's just stand on one leg, turn 90 degrees, take a step. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay, so that was the end of the first set. Now we go to Chandler and Brandon doing a foxtrot.
Yes, to Hoosiers or Hosiers, Too Sweet.
We both gave them 9s. Carrie Ann gave them a 9, and because she took her foot off the floor. But the boys gave them 10s, because they don't care about the feet being off the
floor. So I guess if she hadn't done a lift, I guess Carrie Ann would have
given
her
a
10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joey and Jenna did a paso doble.
Dancing to Lennon and McCartney's Come Together. Excellent song. Excellent song for a paso. I would not have necessarily thought that.
The way they remade it, yes.
Yeah,
it was.
That was.
And they got 9s from everybody but Derek. Derek gave them a 10. Ilona and Alan did a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to JVKE. Ivka. I don't know how to pronounce that. Golden Hour is the name of the song.
And apparently you didn't get the feels and see the technique, because you only gave them a 9, and I did too. I got a 10 from Carrie Ann, and a 10 from Bruno, and a 9 from Derek. So
she
did really
Derek
well.
Did.
I guess so. And then we screwed up the order. We didn't go in the exact order the first time.
Yeah, not sure what happened there.
Stephen and Riley went next. I think the outfit that Danny was having a hard time getting on the hat. I don't know. Stephen and Riley did a tango.
Dancing to the Temper Traps version of Sweet Disposition.
And it was so good. It was so much better than his first dance.
Yes.
And he had not danced with his glasses all season. And for some reason, he had them on during the tango. And they went askew. And finally, they fell toward his shoulder. And Riley snatched them with her hand and gracefully tossed them over to the back.
Flicked them over to the side.
And they finished the dance. And he was, and I don't know how, because I think maybe he had his glasses on because it was darker
I'm not sure.
But still, he did a pretty good job. It was 2 9s from us, a 10 from Carrie Ann, and 9s from the guys.
That probably is about as good as he can dance.
Yes, I thought that was his best dance.
That's probably his best dance for the season.
I thought so.
Except for, he may be able to really knock out a freestyle or something like that, where, of course, there aren't as many rules.
Right, and he can do his gymnastics.
She can capitalize on what he can do.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
And then Danny and Whitney ended the show for us with a salsa.
Dancing to I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
And unfortunately you only gave him an 8. Yeah, I gave him a 9, but there wasn't enough dance from Danny. It was mostly from Whitney,
Whitney.
Yeah. And then he got 9s from everybody else. So we pull everybody, we go to break, of course, and we pull everybody out, and we tell Danny and Whitney, Joey and Jenna and Chandler and Brandon that they're safe.
Right, they're moving
on. So that leaves Stephen and Ilona standing there, thinking one of them's going to have to leave. Our two Olympians.
I'm not sure how. You couldn't necessarily tell on Stephen. Ilona was distressed.
Yes.
She was.
But It turned out that they kept everybody because everybody loves Stephen and Ilona. I am sure that somehow somebody said we'll have more viewership if we leave Stephen and Ilona in there. So they did.
If we keep the two Olympians, it'll. And once again, Carlton, what's his name?
Alfonso
said that there were the most votes
ever
tonight.
Ever.
For any
ever.
Episode. Yeah. So,
I mean, Dancing with the Stars.
He has said that multiple times.
Like every
episodes.
Season ever.
Yeah.
The most.
Not sure.
I think there's
if
a bot
that's true
out there.
Or what? Yeah, it could very well be.
There could very well be. There's lots of bots these days.
An Olympic bot voting for.
I don't
Olympic
know. They.
Members.
I don't because they said not necessarily in the bottom. So I don't know if Stephen and Ilona were actually the bottom two.
Not in any order.
They
is
were not in
say.
Any order. Is what they said.
So
I don't know if they were even the bottom two.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because they never tell us this.
Might have been Joey and Danny.
Might have been. So, do you have anything for next week, our finale?
We have some things. We don't have any dances, except that everyone will be 2-2. One of them, of course, is a freestyle. That's mm-hmm. That's a standard. The second is going to be a redemption mm-hmm. dance.
The judges choose that, don't they?
Yes, and it will be coached by one of the judges.
Yes.
So, I'm going to predict that Carrie Ann is the one that only gets one person.
Probably.
That Derek and Bruno get two because there's not enough people. Also, last year's champions are coming back. That is Zoshi Gomez and Val.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be doing at least one routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be another dance. If this is a paso, that's going to be so freaking awesome. By Derek Huff and Mark Ballas.
Mm-hmm.
A duet. Oh, please let that be a paso.
God. We have seen on, was it Strict? No, it was on So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think.
A male paso duet. Man. And that was awesome. It was dueling.
What
dueling
dance did
matadors.
They do when Mark played violin? Weren't they dancing when he played violin and Derek? Didn't Derek play something else? Did he play violin? Or do you remember?
I remember that, but I don't remember.
I think that's about the only time that both of them have been exposition. And now there might have been some kind of dance off or something like mm-hmm. that, but oh man, if both of those guys can do a paso, mm-hmm. that would so rock. And of course, I'll go ahead and say I bet they do some sort of contemporary piece, but paso.
It'd be cool.
Paso.
It'd be cool. They both like the paso.
And so that's all we have.
That's all we have. Fortunately, my girl cat is sitting on the Dancing with the Stars page, not on the Strictly page, which is where we're moving. We're moving to Strictly, and it is Blackpool. We have Claudia and Tess as our hostesses, and we have Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton as our judges. Of course, when I give scores, Eddie Lee and me will be before their scores. Sorry, I was being stupid.
No, that's okay. You'd be stupid. This your show.
It's my show.
You'd be stupid.
It's my show. So Chris and Diane, well, actually, we have the Pet Shop Boys do an opening piece because they are our musical guests
right.
for the Blackpool show, dancing show, and the Blackpool right. vote off show, which all happens at Blackpool.
But it happens on different nights.
Yeah, right.
It does.
No, yeah, right.
They're not trying to trick us.
So Jason Gilkison did the choreography for the Pet Shop Boys opening dance that all of the stars and the pros and the judges. Everybody was dancing.
I think there were probably even some Blackpool.
The other Blackpool dancers, because we
too.
Have extra dancers, because
yeah.
Blackpool is the place where you find people professionally dancing.
Apparently.
So, yeah. You know, we have extra dancers all over the place. So, Chris and Diane come out, and they are the 100th couple
mm-hmm.
on the Blackpool floor.
Yes.
For Strictly?
100th, yeah, dance. Mm-hmm. 100th routine
mm-hmm.
On the for Strictly mm-hmm. at Blackpool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are doing an American Smooth.
To a song that absolutely blew my mind. It's by Paul Anka, and he did a cover of Jump. Yes, Van Halen. What was his name? The lead singer. I Ain't Got Nobody. It wasn't Van Halen. He took over after. Roth. David Lee Roth. Jump.
Mm-hmm.
By Paul Anka.
Mm-hmm. He got tens from us.
That was weird.
Because it was just, it was wonderful.
Chris is just.
He was saying in the piece, he's like, I know there are dancers around me. I can feel them wafting by, but I can't see them, so they really don't bother me.
Yeah. What did it feel?
Like, I don't care.
Other than being told, he might not have even noticed.
But it was really, really good. Now, Craig only gave him an 8. He got a 9 from Motsy, but then Shirley and Anton both agreed with us and gave him 10s.
Yeah, Craig was, he was a little on the more difficult side.
Yes, he was. Then Montel and Johannes did a salsa.
Dancing to Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way.
And they got 8s from us. And because she didn't have heels on, I think that kind of detracted from her movement for me. But anyway, an 8 from Craig and 9s from everybody else. And that was the highest scoring salsa of the series.
Now, she was in... No, she wasn't in the bottom two, was she? Okay. I was going to say that was a... Maybe she had some leftover from that, but no.
She was in the bottom two last... No, she wasn't.
No,
I'm
last
sorry.
Week? No.
No, yeah. it was... No, okay. Sorry.
It's been previous.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And then Sarah and Vito came out and did almost my favorite dance, just because it was so different.
They did a
couple's choice.
To Kylie Minogue's Padam Padam, but it was an homage to...
A Fosse
Sweet
routine.
Charity?
Yeah, a Fosse routine.
Fosse's Sweet Charity.
Mm-hmm.
And
Craig gave her, we both gave her 9s because it wasn't absolutely perfect, but it was pretty darn close.
Very unusual.
Craig gave her a 9 because he said it was too perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, not too perfect, because if she hadn't been in sync with all of the other professional dancers, then it would have looked really...
And he would have marked her down
And he
for
would
that.
Have marked her down for that, probably yes, even so. More. But the others gave her a 10 because they really liked it.
Now, he has danced this routine or something very similar, so maybe there was something he is looking for that he just didn't see, having done it. I don't know.
Wynn and Katja did a Charleston.
Dancing to, and they said this, George Baye... Le Toreadors? I don't know. That's the best
I thought it was Bizet.
B-I-Z-E-T. It could
I thought
be Bizet.
Bizet.
Okay.
And that was not a song for a Charleston, poor feller.
Yeah,
we gave him 9s for his try and the fact that we didn't see him mess up. He only got 7 and 8s from everybody else because they didn't like
it. Just didn't.
It.
Yeah. This was not his dance. I mean, it just...
Now, here comes your favorite dance. It's the one of the... You gave 3 tens.
Absolutely.
This evening. Pete and Yuita doing a cha-cha-cha.
To Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy in purple...
Pink.
In pink vinyl with a pink feather boa jacket.
It was...
It looked like something that Elton John wore back in the 70s when he was doing his thing. It was, wow.
You gave him a 10. I gave him a 9 because the technique wasn't all there. But man, the effort and the lack of
goodness.
Any kind of trying to hold on to
back.
Anything
yeah,
was,
no,
was there.
He threw it all out.
He got a 4 from Craig because he said the technique was
no
just,
technique.
There was no technique. None.
Yeah.
He said there was none.
That's terrible.
And the 7, an 8, and an 8 from the others.
And they everybody so much has been talking about performance effort, but it's like, well, it was not enough to really help him significantly, and so I don't know what happened. He deserves at least all 8s, if not a 9 in there.
Yeah,
I mean that's
JB and Lauren came out and did a quick step
dancing to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
We got 9s from us, an 8 from Craig, and 9s from everybody else.
Congratulations, Strictly.
Yes.
Probably Rick rolling more people at one time than has ever been done before.
Yep. Tasha and Alias did a Paso Doble.
Dancing to Nathan Lanier's Torn.
This was my favorite dance. They got 10s from us, a 9 from Craig, and 10s from everybody else.
Yes, this was.
It was, they called it a balletic Paso Doble. I didn't really think it was balletic, but she is a very elegant dancer, but she still had a lot of power. So I really liked it.
I didn't find it necessarily that kind of grounded power, but more a power coming from her.
I still thought it was great.
It was an awesome dance.
And then Jamie Michelle did a jive.
dancing to the Ketchup song by Los Ketchup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Came down on a bottle of ketchup. And we gave him nines for his effort in riding on a bottle of ketchup.
On a horizontal bottle of ketchup descending.
That's, he got 3/8 and a 9 from the judges. And it was not his best dance, but it wasn't his worst dance either. So
no.
There you go. And then we had, that was the end of the show. Then we go to our vote-off show, and we have an Argentine tango with all of our pros.
Mm-hmm.
And it was excellent.
Of course.
I love it when they do a strict-out Latin or ballroom dance and not some contemporary thing.
Yeah.
But it's very good. And I can't remember the names of the people who choreographed it, but it's the ones that choreograph everybody's Argentine tango for Strictly.
Yeah, it's a married couple.
It's a married couple, right. And yeah. I can't remember their names. I'm so sorry I didn't write it down.
Yeah, we ran into them on So You Think, mm-hmm. I think, several years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then we have everyone, we have a rehash of everybody's dance, and then we come out and say, safe is Sarah and Vito, Chris and Diane, and Tasha and Aliage, and in the dance-off is Montel and Johannes. And we're like, where are the Montel and Johannes fans?
I don't know.
Because all of a sudden, they've let them down.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if she's pissed somebody off in the public media that we don't see over here. But she's not getting her votes, and she needs to get her votes because we really like her and him together. Then we have our Pet Shop Boys. No, then we have our dance debrief where they talk to all the judges about stuff, and we see the children's.
Why Craig gave him a 4, yeah. Pete a 4.
And we see the they've been having ads for the Children's Miracle Hospital thing that they do over there where they're giving away tickets and a room and everything for the finale so that you can donate. They talk about the Samba dance-off for next week that's going to be on the floor. Everyone, it's professional, not professional, it is dance competition style where everyone's on the floor dancing to the same music all at the same time, and they will tap them on the shoulder and send them off on their way. We have the Pet Shop Boys sing their new song, and we remarked on the masks that the other artists that were playing in the band for the Pet Shop Boys.
The stringed instruments.
Yeah, they were some kind of fork thing over their face. It was really,
really odd.
Pet Shop Boys. Pet Shop Boys is all I could think of because they're very unusual.
I didn't necessarily get that it had anything to do with the song.
No, it didn't. It was just they wanted to be unusual, and they did.
Yeah.
We had our couples. Oh, we brought out everybody and said safe was Jamie and Michelle, Pete and Yawita, and JB and Lauren, and Wynn and Katya are in the bottom two. So we already know who's going home.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no way that they're going to choose Wynn and Katya unless it's rigged
over Montel. Well, unless Montel trips and falls.
Yeah, I mean, she would have to really mess up.
Yeah.
And so they danced their dance, and everybody unanimously decided to keep Montel and Johannes, smart people that they are. And we said goodbye to Wynn and Katya. And Wynn was very, very good attitude about the whole thing. He was like, I'm just happy I was here as long as I was here. And this is wonderful. And this is, you want to do this. And we need to preserve this for forever because this is the best thing.
Yeah. He was very appreciative of having been on
the
show.
He's like, they have to preserve this show and keep it going because it's the best thing.
Yeah. All right. So, as Terry Ann said, everyone will be doing a samba. Some of the people have already done a samba, so all they have to do is just take that portion that they'll have time to do and
brush up on it.
There's also a undanced dance that they have to learn fresh. For Chris and Diane, that'll be a paso doble. See a blind man do a paso. Mm. Jamie and Michelle will be doing a foxtrot. JB and Lauren will be doing a Charleston. Montel and Johannes, a quick step, another in hold for her. Pete and Yawita, a tango.
That might be good.
That might work for him, yeah. Sarah and Vito, a rumba.
Ooh.
Vito will tear up a rumba.
Ooh. And Sarah's really good.
Yeah.
But they've already announced that Montel, Sarah, and Shane are going on the tour.
On the live tour.
On the live tour. They're bringing Shane back.
And Tasha and Aliage will be doing an American Smooth. Yeah, Shane went out, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. So, and yeah, I could see him being willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope, although I guess they don't announce it unless the people leave the show, but I would hope that Wynn would want to do live show too.
I don't know. I guess they have to ask them, and I don't know if they're going to ask Wynn.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, as much as he's for the dancing thing, mm-hmm. you would think that if he can fit it into his schedule, he'd definitely want to do that. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't caught up with, as we are recording this current week's It Takes Two. That's where they talk to everyone about what they did. Monday nights they talk to the couple that got voted off. And then all the other couples, they kind of split between what they did and what they are going to do some. They don't usually give too much away.
Usually the dance style and the song.
Yeah, but they definitely talk about the previous week. How did it feel? What happened here? You know, whatever it mm-hmm. is. But to me, the cool thing is that they give the couple that got voted off a last say,
mm-hmm.
in essence, what that is. So that's, I look forward to that, and I look forward to Vicky. Anything else is whatever, you know, fill up 30 minutes five times a week, that's fine. But Vicky Gill talking about the outfits and the couple that got sent off. That's, yeah. I have enjoyed, I think, some of the celebrities this year on It Takes Two more than maybe in previous years. Some of them
this
really...
was a good group of celebrities, I think, to be for being personable,
mm-hmm.
likable, really trying their best. Because even the ones that got voted off, they tried the best that they could do.
Sure, yeah.
You know, they weren't there begrudgingly and just to get the money that they get for being on there. I mean, you could tell that they were actually trying to do something.
You mean none of the, what are you going to take away from this?
Nothing. Yeah, none of that.
And did I see at the beginning of the season that people were complaining about the level of famousness of this group of people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I had seen several things, and I'm like, well, first of all, you've already gone through 21 seasons mm-hmm. worth of 12 to 15 to 18 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting down a little bit. So, but... Yeah, it's been a fun season. We still have about four. Let's see, the little chart here doesn't show it, but I think it's four. The weekend before Christmas is the final.
I think so.
And then because they have the Christmas special, which they've announced three of the celebs there, but I don't have that with us.
No, I'll write it down for next time.
So, or just wait until they've
announced them all.
Dropped all of them. What is it, six? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that what the little
normally.
Chart was? Yeah, there were six. So, all right, guys. I think that's enough dance competition recap. We're hitting about 45 minutes. So.
Yeah. We've held you hostage long enough.
All right, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can go to the website, which is deliberatenoise.com/dancefever, and leave a comment.
F-E-V-R-E.
dancefever@gmail.com is the email. You can leave a comment.
F-E-V-R-E.
Dance Fever is on Twitter, and it is one word, and you can leave a comment there.
F-E-V-R-E.
And also, if you are on Blue Sky, which apparently everybody is getting to be on Blue Sky, you can leave a comment at Teal Productions, Teal like the color.
T-E-A-L.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it. So, with that, we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.